Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So yesterday on CBS Sunday Morning, George Clooney was being interviewed, and he said, yeah, man, I cut my own hair during the lockdown. And as a matter of fact, George said, you know what? I've been doing it for decades using a Flowbee, and that is the as seen on TV hair clippers. He's like the sexiest guy in Hollywood for how many years? He says he's been doing this, with the Flowbee, which is attached to a vacuum cleaner. What?
Before the Flowbee, only a skilled professional could produce a good layered haircut. This ingenious device lets you give yourself and family perfect haircuts every time.
As you can see, Flowbee's just taking off a little bit of hair, and it's trimming her bangs. It's a bouncy motion that I go up and down, and her hair is perfect.
Tens of thousands have been sold to satisfied customers. Why? Because it really works.
Did we send you the wrong clip?
I think maybe you did because thought that was
Flowbee,
George
Flowbee.
Yeah,
that's the one you have.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because are you? Oh, that's weird.
That's the commercial for a Flowbee, which George Clooney says he uses.
There's another clip on there that's titled Clooney Flowbee because there's two behind the baseball.
So you got Clooney Flowbee.
Looking.
Let's get George's reactions to the fact that.
Yeah. I mean that was kind of cool to hear the old commercial again.
Do you have any pictures of George lately? I'm trying to see. I've never noticed his Flowbee head.
No, honestly, he just looks like he just gets his hair cut by a barber.
Wow.
Yeah.
That he does that himself. That's Flowbee.
That's Flowbee.
Wow. You know, I wonder if you have to have a particular kind of hair for that to work.
Like, actually have hair.
Yeah. Well, there is that. You're right. I forgot about that. So George, look at George. I mean, and he looks great, but maybe, you know, I'm not. See, that look. Come on. That looks like someone might have intentionally styled it that way. He says he's done that himself with a Flowbee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he says he's. And I don't even know they sold Flowbee still.
How about that, actually?
Did I just send it to you again?
Yeah, all right.
Let's see if the internet's working.
Okay. All right. Well.
And have you been cutting your own hair?
I've been cutting my own hair for 25 years.
So it has nothing to do with quarantine?
No. Look, I have my hair's like really like straw, you know, and so it's easy to cut. You can't really make too many mistakes. Years ago, I bought a thing called a Flowbee.
The infomercial, the Flowbee.
It comes with a vacuum cleaner and the clippers? Yeah, I still have it.
Stop it. You don't use it.
My haircuts take literally 2 minutes. I go...
Is this Flowbee?
Yeah, it's Flowbee.
That is awesome.
Yeah, listen, man, it works. Now, you know, I wouldn't do it to my wife.
Wow.
The Flowbee, that is.
So the hair that he was sporting at that interview that was done yesterday, he says is a Flowbee haircut.
Yeah.
If you're Flowbee, you're like, my God, we're going to have so many, everyone's going to buy these.
I mean, how do you not get back out there and tell people it's time to buy? I didn't even know they still sold Flowbees. I know, and we've talked about it before, like we talked about the Flowbee, but I did not think that you could still purchase one.
And because it's, you know, attached to your vacuum cleaner, there's no must because the hair that gets cut gets sucked up.
There is a, there's like knockoffs of it too, called the Barber Eliminator.
Oh, I thought it was like the Schmobee.
The Schmobee. But I just clicked on the Flowbee's website and it says I can't get on it.
Well, it's broken, dude. Everybody wants a Flowbee now.
You think George Clooney broke Flowbee?
He broke the Flowbee website.
Yeah, Conair makes it looks like a vacuum kind of thing for your hair.
Oh, okay. I just can't believe that that's all he's got to do. And he says his hair is like straw, so my hair was like super stringy, so I just, it wouldn't have worked for me. My hair just doesn't have any body to it. Well, then when I had hair.
Dude, as someone says, I use a Flowbee and I love it. Another person says, my friend has a Flowbee, he swears by it. He's been using it for 30 years.
Okay.
I remember when I was a kid and I saw that commercial, I wanted a Flowbee so bad. I don't know why, but it was just so, the commercial looked so cool. And I was like, this is amazing. I'll never have to get a haircut again.
We called a kid Flowbee in high school because his hair was poofy. And we just said that he got his haircut with a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
high school.
Yeah, right.
Wonderful people.
Wonderful people.
Well, here's the thing, man. So George Clooney is easily during the quarantine, he can look very presentable because he's got the Flowbee and it's been working for him for years. But other people have just wondered, hey, man, should I even bother looking presentable? Or for that matter, why even focus on hygiene?
Oh, boy. People aren't leaving their house much, so maybe they think, why? What's the point?
Yeah. Yes is the answer for a lot of folks. And so 45% of men say they shave less often than they used to. See, I'm the kind of person, I need to have some sort of routine and normalcy, considering that, you know, I'm locked down and can't go anywhere. So I do all that stuff.
But you still come to work. So, I mean, in a sense, you still have a place that you want to be presentable.
Even on days off, though.
Okay.
Yeah, even on my days off, I'm that guy. Like, I'll get ready as if I'm going to work. I'll dress and everything and, you know, I'll shave. I'll do all that stuff. I feel like I would do that even if I wasn't coming to the workplace.
See, the only reason why I would... Work or no work, it doesn't matter to me. The only reason why I'm even putting a razor to my face is because my wife will not go near me if I don't have a clean shaven face. So it's like, okay, every couple of days I got to step it up.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, I would have a skullet and a beard.
I wish I could see that.
I would look like an out of shape Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I would want. I so much want it.
You'd be more in shape, I think, at this point. You're still wrestling training.
Yeah, he's still got the pythons, brother.
Yeah, he does. Brother. 35% of people say they spend the entire days wearing what they slept in.
Yeah, on vacations I do that.
Well, then I'd be naked around my house.
That's the thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, we didn't need to have that picture.
Well, I don't sleep with clothes.
Yeah. Well, I guess not. That's, I think, what naked means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I believe is what we call it.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I don't trust anybody who doesn't wear pajamas around their house. Like, if you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything, you're not wearing... Like, it doesn't have to be the pajamas you went to sleep in. Like, if you shower and put new pajamas on. But if you're just not wearing pajamas or something comfortable in your house, I don't trust you.
That's me.
I know. Really? I don't trust
you. Wears a hat, and it bothers me that he wears a hat in his house. Like, I don't understand that.
And a jeans.
Beanie. Between him and BJ, too. BJ wears his shoes.
Yeah. I wear everything. I dress up as if I'm going out.
Well, for me, yeah. If I'm, it's a weekend, even like a lazy Sunday, quote unquote, which is what like my mom used to call them. I have to get up, take a shower immediately, have my coffee, get completely ready for the day. Even if like in a few hours, I'll change back to my like sweats.
Oh, dude, the minute I'm up and the minute I get home from work, I'm just like, I got to put on my comfortables. Right? Yeah, my comfies.
Comfortables,
I'm saying it as like making more sound professional.
Yes, of course, your comfortables.
Yeah,
my comfortables.
Which are just pajama pants and a really thin t-shirt.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, it's got to be a really thin t-shirt.
Like a thin fabric.
Yeah, it's like one that I would never wear out, but would always wear in the house.
Like I have a Britney Spears t-shirt that I wear around the house.
Oh, yeah, that can
I got
from that.
Target, and it's so thin and comfortable.
Awesome.
And it's fun to look at.
And so, Vicky, you're always in your pajamas, basically at home?
Yeah, either sweatpants, shorts, or if, like, currently my folks are living with me as they're buying a new house. But when nobody's at my house, I'm just walking around in my underwear and, like, a t-shirt. There's no... Why are you in uncomfortable clothes in your own house?
See, I don't find these clothes uncomfortable.
See, I think jeans are very uncomfortable to just sit around the house in.
Oh, I love jeans. See, I don't think they're uncomfortable at all.
Like, even on Thanksgiving, even though we didn't have a, like... big family gathering, we dressed up. you know, so we could take a picture and for, you know, with the baby and everything. And I wore jeans that day, and I was just like, this is so stupid. Like, I should just, why am I wearing jeans on a date? I'm going to just fill up my stomach with so much food.
And that's why we didn't take any pictures for Thanksgiving. I didn't get out of pajamas the entire day, and it was beautiful.
See, I was going to get showered, do my hair, do my makeup, but my mom and I made a deal that she would make the tamales for Thanksgiving, and I would cook Thanksgiving dinner. And by the time dinner was over, I was like, screw that. I'm gross. I'm going to eat dinner. I don't care.
So he says, what's the deal, though? What's wrong with people who don't wear pajamas? What if you need to go somewhere in a split second?
That then is I'll go in my pajamas if I have to.
Really? It doesn't take me long to switch to jeans.
Yeah, like, if I have to go somewhere, like there's an emergency, I put my pants on over my pajamas, and then I'm also warm.
So do you go out to get mail or whatever in just your comfies?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll go out in my full-up the dinosaur tracksuit that I have in my robe. I'll go out there. I don't even care.
Well, there you go. See, that's what's happening.
I don't even know where my mail key is, so my wife gets the mail.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about that personally.
And she dresses nice all the time, so to answer your question, she does look good going to get the mail.
So does she? Well, I would imagine your wife always dresses up.
No, she's always wearing, like, you know, she likes to wear, like, yoga pants and things like that, but they're nice.
All right. Oh, well, they're probably the Lululemon stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That look, every woman dresses like that nowadays. That's considered, like, formal wear, it seems.
Right.
You know, and for a lot of people that, you know, like the form-fitting nature of those, then no one's complaining about it either.
So it says the clothes that I buy are more comfortable than pajamas. Wearing pajamas all the time, especially out of the house, equates to low class and being lazy.
Oh.
I wasn't going there.
But I am lazy, though.
And you are low class. Let's be honest.
I was trying to pretend.
I used to be a little bit more like opinionated about like people in pajamas at like a convenience store. Like, come on. Now at least like if they're nice, if they're nice pajamas,
like they don't have holes in them,
right? Like,
oh,
or like they have like they're just dirty looking or stained.
Your dress
like,
pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are medicated.
Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, you probably that really is. That is, again, I think I don't know if it's just here because the Pacific Northwest, when I moved here, I realized everybody wants to be comfortable because the weather is just it makes you just want to be comfortable. Yep. Yeah, this time of year, I get it. For me, I don't know. I was raised like I was really worried that just wearing a T-shirt and fleece and jeans would not be dressed up enough for Thanksgiving. But thank goodness, you know, nobody else in my family dressed up. You know, so I was like, OK, so I feel like I match the party.
Oh, I put a button up on and everything.
That's old school. I'm really surprised.
Fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think many people are doing it. I don't know. You know, I wonder how many Pacific Northwesterners are actually, like you said, getting dressed up. Because that was a tradition we always did growing up. Everybody had to get dressed up for Thanksgiving.
I mean, if we have guests over, then yes, I will dress up. But it was just us.
Right.
I'm not dressing up for just...
Not for your mom? Even though she made tamales.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
I made her dinner.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you make the tamales?
No.
And Vicky really doesn't dress up for us either. I mean, this is like the...
I wake up at like 3-something in the morning. I gave up on makeup and dressing up a long time ago.
She surely did.
You and me both.
Yeah,
boy. Remember when the relationship was new with Vicky? I mean, she would dress up for us, get lost for us. Now, here it is, what?
Get over 10 lost years. For us.
10 years later, Vicky doesn't care anymore.
It happens to the best of them. I mean, look at Danny. He rarely ever puts guyliner on.
Yeah, Danny. What the hell happened?
When was the last time you went skateboarding?
What's this, like 4 years in almost with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at that. Look, it took 3.5 years and Danny stopped the guyliner.
Yeah, I'm not trying to impress you guys anymore.
No. We already know what his eyes look like. He doesn't need to do that.
And yet I still get the same for you guys like I always do. I still wear my, you know, I still wear everything I always wore.
I still want to see you care. In skate shoes, though. You always tell me these stories about skate shoes.
You missed the fat tongue skate shoes?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you missed those days, Danny. Plus,
I still
with the real,
want them.
The real baggy pants. I was pulled aside by a few people in management that said I was not dressing in my lane.
And Tony Hawk pulled you aside and called you a poser.
Well, that, listen, we know that. It was a great look. I love that look.
What was that store that sold those kind of shoes?
Well, like, Vans, right?
Sunwear? Was it like Etnies or something? What was it like?
Yeah,
DC.
DC with the skate shoes.
I love DC. And my mom always bought them for me because that's my initials for my name. And so she was like, they made these just for you. And I was like, thanks, Mom. I appreciate you trying to make me feel special.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Aww.
Yeah. I think one person says, I'm like Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother. I have a pajama formal suit.
Oh, those are awesome.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The ones that look like suits?
Yeah. Well, at least they're pajama formal. You know, I mean, at least they got that going for them
with a little tie and stuff.
That would be the most formal thing I have in my house. That's the sad thing.
We're talking about, you know, all the people that have stopped doing stuff. And how about this? 14% of people say they basically stopped wearing deodorant.
Oh, come on.
Hmm.
See, even in the house, I won't wear antiperspirant, but I have deodorant.
Oh, I didn't know that there was two different things.
Yeah, you can get antiperspirant deodorant and then just deodorant.
Well, you have a selection of deodorants to go
through. I do. I do.
So you have the antiperspirant so that you don't pit out.
Yeah, like when I'm going around somewhere or something along those lines. But when I'm in the house, I don't care if I'm sweaty, but I do care if I'm stinky because I can smell myself. I don't care what people look at me because I'm in my house.
Okay.
Why don't you just get antiperspirant deodorant and just have both taken care of all the time?
I have that, but I don't want to use the antiperspirant when I'm in the house.
Why not?
Because it's the different type. It's got that zinc stuff in it. I don't want to use that unless I have to use it.
Oh, is that the fear of, like, because then they say, like, deodorant could lead to, like, Alzheimer's or whatever?
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, fine. I picked the wrong deodorant and I just have the one at home.
That's fair. That's a way better. I can respect
that. It took a while to get to that story.
I was just trying to make it sound like,
that you were not an idiot? Okay,
yeah,
well, guess what?
Exactly. Like, I made the wrong purchase.
Unless I'm leaving the house, I'm not putting deodorant on.
Really?
What?
How do you? Wow.
Well, I don't sweat in my house.
I do. I'm a smelly boy.
And my wife will tell me if I'm stinky. So, if she doesn't say anything, clearly it's not an issue.
But when she's like, hey, stinky,
but you
go
don't
shower.
Want to try to sort of do preventative so she doesn't have to really sense your stinkiness first for her benefit? You don't care?
I don't know what it is, man. It's like, I don't know why, but I just like the feeling of just being free of all scents.
Free. Well, here's the problem is you can't smell yourself, man. There's I can smell myself sometimes, and I'm like, oh, God.
I smell really bad if I don't put deodorant on.
Yeah, it doesn't. I know for a fact my wife would tell me that I smell bad.
Steve,
she has no problem being like, you need to change that shirt.
I think
you need to do this, you need to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. She's looking out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 24% of people say they're less likely to shower daily.
Oh, God. Well, when we were on our vacation, I didn't shower until yesterday, so it was like 4 days, and that's why I smelled so bad.
4 days without a shower?
Why? Yeah. Because I didn't have anything to do.
You're around your wife.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't have anything to do? Here's something you could do. Take a shower.
Yeah, there's something you can do in the day.
I had lots of video gaming to play.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Four days without a shower?
Going back to his old Cartman days.
Oh, yeah. His old video game bachelor days, man.
Your poor wife.
She didn't complain.
All right. Well, Steve, your wife doesn't complain. Therefore,
but I still take a shower.
Yeah, but see, the thing is maybe because, you know, maybe if he's not farting, she's just happy.
Or the farts mask the actual smell.
I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe a little column A, a little column B on that one.
Yeah.
4 days without taking a shower. That's hardcore.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't do it unless I was stuck in nature and had no choice. But, I mean, if you got a shower in the place I can use, I got to use it. It's just how it is. All right. Well, I think what we've determined is I'm the most civilized of this bunch.
Sure.
And Danny's a close second.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Rev just likes to bask in his own filth.
Until I can smell myself, yes, and then I go shower.
And you probably want to run around naked.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You want to be free.
Free balling.
Okay. And you want a mullet and a beard.
Yes.
We've discovered, too.
Single Steve would be a whole different Steve.
That would be... I wish we could go back in time and make push you in another direction just to see how it would change.
I'd be like 300 pounds, skullet, facial hair.
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
Yep. It's like me without the naked.
Yeah, it's a good
Thanks.
Point.
I need to thank my wife today.
Yeah, you need to thank your wife. Yeah, we all do, I think. So Vancouver, Vancouver wanted to name a street after Ryan Reynolds, and Ryan said no. Why? I'll tell you why at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's an online petition going around in Vancouver. They want a street named after actor Ryan Reynolds. He was born in Vancouver, and the petition calls him city's favorite son, who, quote, proudly helped elevate the positive profile of his hometown to a worldwide audience. Is that really true? I mean, I know Ryan Reynolds is a great actor, but I don't even realize, I knew he was from Vancouver.
Yeah, I remember there was something recently happened where there was something in the news where somebody needed help finding like a dog, and it was like in the Vancouver area, and he like went on his Twitter and helped them find it, or he's done like these random things.
So that was Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, totally. I remember that story, but I couldn't tell you. I know he's Canadian, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you Vancouver. I would have just guessed maybe Toronto, Vancouver, right.
They're very proud of him, though.
Yeah. Well, he tweeted, yeah, man, look, even though you got 2,900 signatures, Ryan says, I'm not interested. Very kind, but hard pass, he said. If traffic sucks, everyone will say, Ryan Reynolds is such a mess, or Ryan Reynolds is really backed up. My brothers would enjoy this too much.
That's pretty funny.
I hadn't thought about that. That's, I mean, obviously humility. And if you have brothers and relatives that like to give you a hard time, you do not need a street named after you. They will just consistently, they already probably give him a hard time. Oh, Mr. Big Deal, Mr. Whatever, whenever he goes back and visits.
Oh, and you know they'll be taking pictures in front of that street.
At
least my family would. Have some fun with that. My friends, for sure, would be doing inappropriate things in front of that sign.
That's why we have to get Steve Street. We have to get it done.
Steve Street.
Meridian needs to be changed to Steve Street.
I would love that. Drive on Steve.
Oh, see, now you're different than Ryan Reynolds. You would love this.
I would be the one starting the petition.
All right. We have to get this done. Why not?
But the traffic on Steve is always terrible.
You're becoming...
I'm fine with people being like, Steve sucks.
Yeah. Steve's backed up.
It takes forever to get through Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Steve's not my main artery. All right. That wasn't a good one. I tried. All right, well, we'll see if we can get that done for you, Steve. You are
go through the back way and deal with Steve.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
You're Puyallup's favorite son. I don't know why they haven't figured this out yet.
After the Heward guy.
Oh, what has he ever done?
Brock and Damon.
What have those two ever done, the Hewards? It's
Chris
not like
Egan.
They've done anything.
Chris Egan's pretty good.
What's he ever done?
Right.
Anybody else?
Dane Looker.
Oh, Dane Looker. Do I know Dane Looker?
Yeah, he played with the Rams, played in UW as well.
Oh, all right, fine.
Yeah.
I guess Dane is a somebody, but he's not a Steve Miggs.
He listens from time to time.
Is he?
And he's just like, I almost beat you on Beat Miggs. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you, Dane.
Yeah.
All right, well, now I have to say Dane gets a street before you then.
See, there's like at least three or four people ahead of
him. I mean, the Hewards, I mean, those kids, come on, what have they ever done?
They've got enough for them.
Yeah. They really do. And now that Brock is a CBS guy, like on the NFL.
Right.
I don't think he needs a street anymore. He's already got fame. He's like super famous now.
Yeah.
Even more famous than he was when he played. So now, I mean, you know. Isn't that funny, though? I feel like...
I should just name my street Steve Street. Because it's not even on GPS. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's a really good point. Because it's not... Yeah, they haven't even put it on the maps.
I'll just replace the sign and I'll put up Steve Street.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be amazing.
Steve Street. I mean, the guy, right? Because that's that guy's complex. You know the guys that built the houses.
Yeah.
Don't they have a say in the street names?
I don't know if they own the street.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they do.
I mean, I don't think it's J.K. Monarch. they also take ownership of the street. If they did, wouldn't they just call it J.K. Monarch Street?
Well, maybe they're trying to be cool.
Oh, they're being humble.
Yeah, maybe they're being very... They're not like
well,
you.
I'm not.
They're not like you. I think it could get you to get a house, maybe. I mean, you know, if like maybe you'd pay a little bit more to get a house on your own street.
Yeah.
Steve,
I mean, you made your own verified belt. Why don't you just make your own street sign?
I earned that belt, Rev.
I mean, yeah, you totally earned that belt.
That's what it was.
My hard-earned money earned that belt.
Yeah. And your hard-earned money can get you a street.
Yeah, right.
All right. Okay, so we just got through with one of the biggest holidays when it comes to food, and we're about to roll into another one. I mean, Christmas is about presents, but there's a lot of food, too.
Did you eat well?
Oh, yeah.
How many plates?
Oh, I did well. I think I just did, well, maybe two. I was going to save one, but I think I did go back for seconds.
Okay, no, I mean, I think that Thanksgiving is the day where we should be happy for our friends when they're being gluttonous.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, you don't need that one day to be shamed. That's the day where you should be celebrated.
I've always, you know, for me, I've always done that, and I've always gotten to food coma point, and so I really didn't want to get there. I thought, can I not be a food coma point?
I realized I hit the third plate. And
oh, nice.
And even after the second plate, I'm like, I'm good. And then I was just like, I kind of want a little bit more of that sweet potato, candied sweet potatoes.
Nice. Treat.
See, that's what gets you.
And then the healthy salad that is, I don't even know, it's a green, like, jello and marshmallows and pineapple. So it's a salad, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's a salad.
It's a salad and it's green, yeah.
It's a jello salad, yes.
It's got a fruit in it. That's good, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it does.
I had that a couple times.
Ambrosia?
It could be.
Yeah. Okay.
A little fruit flavoring.
The pink stuff, but it's the green stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten like multicolored ambrosia before.
I love that that's not served during dessert, even though it technically feels like it's a dessert because it's got like Cool Whip in it. It's like, you know.
Oh, that is a dessert. Jello and Cool Whip have always been a dessert.
Yeah,
who are they kidding?
This is considered part of the salad family.
Yeah. Who are they kidding with this salad?
I don't think they're kidding anybody, but nobody's fighting.
It's right next to taco salad.
Yeah. Right. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went, I ended up with three plates.
Had Joey's Famous Macaroni and Cheese. It was good.
Nice. No turkey, though.
No turkey. But I went out and for nostalgia, I went and got fake chicken because we used to do that instead.
The chicken with the 2 Ks?
I got the corn, you know, that Q-U-O-R-N brand.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the only one I could find. Because I'd made this decision at the last minute. And let's go to the frozen section. There used to be a product called Veet, but they're not in business anymore. But, you know, you wouldn't know this because you weren't a vegetarian back then.
Yeah, but that sounds like a thing that women have a problem with.
No, actually, it's like a hair removal
thing.
Yeah, it is. This was V-E-A-T.
And
they're not in business anymore, but that's what we used to be on Mainstay.
Everyone's trying to remove the hair with it.
Yeah. It's a problem. They're probably like, wait, this stuff looks like chicken and it's not getting the hair off.
It's not working at all.
My hair's still on and I smell like chicken.
Yeah.
Don't Urban Dictionary it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It's a thing, apparently.
Veet is a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Wow.
What's that? What is it? Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
It's what?
It's a certain type of heat.
Oh, I like that. That's actually my, well,
the
try
V heat.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're living well with a little Veet.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so that's what we did. I went for nostalgia and got the fake meat, but we didn't have any turkey. But I had stuffing and had macaroni and cheese. Joey's Famous. Mm-hmm. J-Rubs made an old school green bean casserole right out of like the Campbell's recipe.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was really good with the fried onion rings, you know, that they put on there.
See, I mixed it up, and I did the same thing, but I did it with Brussels sprouts instead of with green beans.
That would have been interesting.
It sounds good.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Did you guys have, for dessert, would you have Sarah's second place pie?
Exactly. Sarah's second place pie.
Rubbing that one in.
Yeah.
It's like the only chance I'm going to get.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we did. It was good. It was good.
It's no chocolate lush.
Well, you know, the problem was I kept going by all of the other pies this season, and I just realized this year I wanted to have other pies, just couldn't get it done. Sarah just kept looking at me. She gave me the eye. I wanted pumpkin pie this year.
Oh, you're done with OPP.
Is this the same for Christmas as well? Like, you have to only have her pie?
Oh, I don't think you do it. You don't do it on Christmas, do you, Sarah? Right?
Anything else? Right?
No, it's a once a year thing.
Yeah, anything goes on Christmas. So I suppose if there's pumpkin pie there, I can
go
get it.
Go to Costco and get their big ass pumpkin
pie. Dude, those things are huge.
And it's like $5, and it's like the size of like Maine.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Don't mind a load of pumpkin pie the size of Maine.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, so that we didn't do any cranberry sauce. It was not very traditional.
Oh, man.
I did ask for stuffing, and then I had to go get my own gravy because I thought, you know, I wanted gravy.
Oh, apparently what I'm thinking of is called pistachio jello salad.
Oh.
Interesting.
Oh,
or some people call it pistachio pudding.
Oh. See, we do that, too, but we don't add jello to it. It's just pineapple, walnuts, Cool Whip, and pistachio pudding mix.
Oh, well, that makes sense with the pistachio pudding.
Yeah, I have no idea how it was made, but it's delicious.
Are you sure you had jello? Was it jello?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was green and pineapple
pudding. It was pudding. You don't know the difference between pudding and jello?
I don't know, man.
Jello is like,
you could put jello in it, I guess.
What was that? What's it like?
What's that blobby looking thing? Oh, no, that's jello. You're shaking up. And pudding is like.
That's also the sound I make, too, when I run.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't pudding.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because it sounds like you had pistachio pudding.
I think it was like, this one says a pistachio fluff salad.
Oh.
Yeah, well, where's the Jell-O?
I don't know.
Yeah, probably because it's not in there. That's probably why.
I know they had marshmallows. I know that.
Okay, again, that is not Jell-O.
Yeah, but I think maybe the Jell-O was coated around the marshmallows. That's I don't know.
Jell-O is an unmistakably, like, the consistency.
I'm pretty sure no Jell-O was involved in this.
There we go. That's what I thought. I mean, you know what?
Oh, that Jell-O was great.
It probably was pistachio pudding. It's probably that pistachio. That's delicious, by the way.
It's the best.
Yeah, I bet. I didn't have anything like that because, again, we're not allowed to have anything sweet except Sarah's
pie. This is a salad. You can.
Yeah. Sarah, can I have the pistachio pudding pie salad now? Oh, yeah. She's saying yes.
If you eat it during your meal, okay. It's not a dessert.
And it's also not a pie.
What if I get pumpkin pie, but salad. Cut it and put it as a side dish and it's not pie? I just cut it up in squares.
Diet green.
What if just I throw some marshmallow chunks in there and call it a salad?
Yeah, yeah. I'll call it candied yams. She won't even know the difference. I just got to cut it up.
Yeah, right?
Super candied yams.
Nice.
I will say that I had two plates on Thanksgiving, but then the best part about buying a 15-pound turkey for just two people is that I've literally had turkey.
So much turkey.
Day, and it's so good.
Turkey sandwiches.
So good.
Yeah, wife made a turkey pot pie last night.
Fantastic.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, homemade turkey pot pie.
Mm. Yeah, I had 2 days of leftovers, and that was it.
That was it?
That was all. It's over.
Oh, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it's done.
Thoughts and prayers, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's what happens when you're living my life.
Oh, poo-hoo.
Oh, poo-hoo. I don't even get the boo-hoo. I get the
poo-hoo.
I get the poo-hoo. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot to tell Danny this.
What happened?
I actually watched The Grinch. He told me to...
The Jim Carrey one?
The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Nice.
Great movie.
Best movie.
You know something? I don't know what it was that I saw the trailer for this and hated it, probably because I'm an old school Grinch fan.
Well, I also think there's a lot of backlash towards Jim Carrey probably around that time. It was like too much Jim Carrey.
You might be right.
Mm-hmm.
And I also didn't realize that it actually does follow the storyline, at least for half the movie, of the original cartoon. Mm-hmm. I thought they were doing a whole different thing because everything I saw was like, this isn't the Grinch I remembered, you know, back when I saw the trailers, which is why I was so turned off to it. But then I didn't realize Ron Howard did the movie.
Yep.
So I was like, all right, you know what? Maybe this won't be so bad. And you know what? I have to say Jim Carrey did a good job.
It's so good.
He did a really good job.
I love that version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the worst Grinch. I mean, the worst best Grinch, meaning like he's so bad that you just love him. And it's like, I understand why the Grinch is so salty towards everyone.
Mm-hmm. And that is the thing. You know, there was a time in my generation you never wanted the backstory. You just assumed it was very black and white. You were either a good person or you weren't a good person. And there was no reason. You were just a bad person. It was like a good evil thing. Nobody ever wanted the backstory to the Grinch. The Grinch was just the Grinch. But then something happened and then he was no longer the Grinch. He was a good guy. You know, was it Cindy Lou Who? Who knows who did it? At least in the Jim Carrey movie, they were like, oh no, Cindy Lou Who's the whole reason.
And that's the Taylor woman from Pretty Reckless.
Taylor Momsen.
Yeah. Taylor Momsen. The girl that played Cindy Lou.
Wait, that's Pretty Reckless?
That's the singer of Pretty Reckless.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know what? You could tell she had star appeal. I mean, because she was really, you know, she was very, very enchanting as that little kid. That's her?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, good for all of us.
Yes. Well, wow, isn't that amazing? That's how old that movie is, that she's that old now.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts. Wow, I didn't realize the movie was that old.
I know. It does make you feel old when you realize like she's like full on, like probably pushing 30 or mid-20s.
Yeah, because she's a little rock kid star. In there. I really thought that movie was like 5 years old. Wow.
Yeah, she's 27 now.
27, yeah.
All right. Well, good for her. Yeah, plus I didn't know the Grinch had a main squeeze. Like, they didn't cover that in the cartoon. The Grinch had some chick hot for him.
And that movie is 20 years old. It came out in 2000.
That movie's 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I got to watch it for free on Netflix. I was surprised. I'm like, wow, this is available on Netflix. This ain't bad.
You didn't watch the Christmas Chronicles Part 2 on Netflix? It just
not
came out?
Yet.
Nope.
I watched the first one, and I just feel like you're going to have to basically hold me captive to watch the second one.
It wasn't
one.
Too bad.
First one was fine. Second one, we haven't finished it.
And? Is it finer than the first one?
We haven't finished it. I think that tells it all right there.
You know what? If you need a show to watch...
If you need a show to watch...
While playing on your cell phone and don't feel bad that you're playing on your cell phone not paying much attention to the movie, that's your movie.
I got a big hit for you, though, because that was not the best holiday thing that I watched. I watched the holiday Lego Star Wars special.
Aww. Oh,
you guys haven't seen that?
Nah.
Dude, did you like Lego Batman?
Yeah, but I also really hated the other Star Wars holiday special.
No, no. You mean with the Ewoks?
Yeah, the old crappy one. The old horrifying one with the weird Wookiee.
No, think of Lego Batman
and how great that is, and then have it applied to Star Wars. I'm telling you, it's pretty awesome.
I ain't watching it. It's just a giant commercial for Legos.
Wow. Did you watch Lego Batman?
No.
Oh, all right then. You know what? I can't argue with you because I had that same attitude about The Grinch for years, and Danny was like, "Why you really need to watch it?" I'm like, "Shut up, Danny. It's just a commercial for Ron Howard." I'm telling you, the Lego Star Wars Holiday Special was also, you know, not only it might make it bring a tear to your eye.
What?
Oh, I don't even want to spoil what it's about. Let's just say that, you know, some of your favorite Star Wars people are trying to have a holiday, and then, well, wild stuff happens.
All right. It usually sounds about every holiday movie. So, cool.
Oh, I mean, look, if you love Star Wars, you're going to love this. That's all I'm going to say. I can't believe I'm the one telling everybody about this.
Well, you think I would be?
You kind of sound like Yoda. Would be? Do you think I would?
All right, fine.
What the hell?
On Friday, Steve got this one right.
What was Fred's pet's name on the Flintstones?
Dino.
Yes.
By the way, it's on Disney Plus. I think that's the only way you can get it, too.
Oh.
Sorry, so I just realized that.
I have Disney Plus.
Oh, you can do it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to watch it, though. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. You know, Tater Tot might like it, though.
When she's old enough to ask for it, we can watch it.
Oh, great.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Wow. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We'll play Pete Meeks at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.